Climate change and reducing CO2 emissions are topics that everybody seems to be talking about. A group of scientists, industry and government leaders from Australia and Germany met in Berlin recently to discuss opportunities for cooperation between the two countries in developing clean coal technology, especially carbon capture and storage. Invest Australia's Senior Investment Commissioner for Europe, Nicola Watkinson, was at the seminar organised by the Australian Embassy in Berlin.
The basis on which we held the event was because we're looking around the world at some of the issues that are most impacting on the climate change debate. We realise that in addition to the ongoing work in the renewable sector, all the evidence is that fossil fuels, and particularly coal, will continue to be an important source of energy generation, power generation, for the foreseeable future. Indeed, some of the new reports that have just come out from the International Energy Agency are predicting a 30% increase in the coal requirements over the coming 20 years or so. And that is in despite of all the initiatives already taken under Kyoto. And what that said for us is that it's very important therefore to be looking at what's happening in the clean coal area and to identify where there are opportunities for collaboration and cooperation.
Why would Australia choose Germany as a target country for cooperation in the development of clean coal technologies?
Well, I think Germany has a long history of being extremely leading edge in terms of its engineering and process technologies. And many of the leading edge solutions in the clean coal area are coming out of Germany. And so for that reason, we thought it was very important for us to be able to partner with Germany as one of the nations that has some of the best and most well-developed technologies in this area. From the Australian perspective, we obviously bring to the table our own expertise in clean coal technology, and in particular, Australia has some very advanced technologies in terms of one of the prime issues around this, which is carbon capture and storage. So by bringing the two groups together, we get some synergies and we get the opportunity to learn from one another. But particularly, I think what's also important is this ability to be able to accelerate the process by working better together. And also, at the moment, there's just not enough resources in this sector for everybody to be able to go it alone. And in that sense, I mean, there's just not enough global expertise in the area of clean coal. There's not enough new technologies, and there's not enough experts for us not to take best use of the skills that exist in both countries and try and bring them together.
There's already been a certain level of cooperation between Australian and German scientists working in the field of carbon capture and storage. How could this cooperation be further developed?
Certainly, if you were looking at new areas of cooperation, opportunities in areas like carbon capture and storage, I think are some obvious winners. That's both in terms of looking at the parallel projects that are happening in Australia. We have a project that we are loosely calling the Otway Basin Project that's being run by our cooperative research centre, the CO2CRC, as we call it for short. And there are also some projects happening in Brandenburg that are also undertaking a range of trial storage and monitoring projects. And having the opportunity for projects like this to be able to work alongside each other, exchange experiences, learn from one another's mistakes, and be able to get enough sample sites around the world to be able to demonstrate the efficiency, the efficacy, and the safety of carbon capture and storage is part of the opportunity that came out of the seminar. But also at a government level, I think Australia is already well advanced in terms of formulating some legislation and regulations to manage issues around carbon capture and storage. And the EU is also working on a range of these initiatives, as well as Germany itself. So government can also learn, governments can learn from one another in terms of how to address issues around liability, around permitting and around working to gain public acceptance for this new technology.
It might be too early to tell, but will the recent change of government in Australia have any impact on the development of this technology in Australia and the opportunities for collaboration with Germany?
We are still waiting to see the detail of the new government's policy in this direction. But as part of their election commitments, they've already undertaken to set up new funds to help to support and accelerate the development of clean coal technology in Australia. And I think there's also, there's a view that the new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has indicated that he will want to sign up to Kyoto. I think that also will create new opportunities in Australia. And I think, there's already a starting to see additional new opportunities that are probably going to be put in front of the government for their consideration fairly shortly in terms of how to accelerate the process and how to really set up new international partnerships through a range of international mechanisms to help us to progress this.
So you can see a continuation of the cooperation between Australia and Germany in developing clean coal technologies in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, we're already looking at planning a delegation of German companies who will be coming to Australia at the beginning of February next year to start doing further discussions on this subject. So this will be a combination of research institutes and German companies who will be coming out. From my side in Invest Australia, we'll be supporting them in helping with introductions, helping to put meetings together, identify potential partners and collaborations, and really try from our perspective to be able to leverage off this momentum that's building up in terms of cooperation between Germany and Australia. Because I think all of us would like to see some early benefits and outcomes in terms of new linkages, new commercial partnerships, and the taking to market of a lot of these technologies.
Invest Australia's Senior Investment Commissioner for Europe, Nicola Watkinson. In Bonn, this is Stephanie Raison for DW World.